Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We start in the Boogie Down Bronx. The Giants visiting the Yankees. Yankees -185 on the money line. The Giants are +150. The total is 7.5. Logan Webb going for San Francisco. Garrett Cole going for New York. It is a 105 first pitch. Chelsea, you betting on this bad boy?
I don't think so, but I do have an angle here. Because if you look at Garrett Cole, some of the San Francisco hitters actually have some really good splits against him. You have three guys with home runs against Garrett Cole. And also, you have multiple guys hitting over 300. Brandon Crawford, who also is Garrett Cole's brother-in-law. I think somebody married somebody's sister, so they know each other pretty well, hitting 300 with a home run and three RBI off Cole. And also, you've got Jock Peterson hitting 444 over nine at bat. So there are some guys that maybe have Garrett Cole's number. So I think I'd be looking at the Giants +1.5. Because that's also a bet you can make. It's -140. I think the Giants can keep it close. And also another thing you probably need to consider in this matchup is the weather. This time of year is still not exactly baseball weather in some of the northeastern cities. I think it's supposed to be in the 40s in New York. Ooh. So I think maybe the under's in play as well. So especially when runs are at a premium, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to take the 1.5 with the Giants.
Ooh, I like that. I will probably lean towards the under because of the weather, which you mentioned, and some of the splits there. I don't really want to lay $1.85 with the Yankees. And as we will talk about throughout the entire Major League Baseball season, when it's Yankees, Dodgers, sometimes the Astros, there's always a lot of public money on those teams, so it's tough to find value. Right here in D.C., the Braves are in town. Braves laying 250 on the money line. The Nats are +200. The total is 8. Max Fried going for Atlanta. Patrick Corbin going for Washington. It is a 105 first pitch. And Chelsea, I'm going to make the most obvious bet possible, which is fade Patrick Corbin. I'm going to go Braves, alternate run line. It's -145, I think, right now. The regular run line, which, of course, is normally 1.5, is 2.5 for this game. We know Patrick Corbin, ERA over 6 last year. The Nats have an awful bullpen. I don't know if he's going to get any run support. Max Fried, one of the best in the game. This is not a slam dunk. No bet is, but I just don't see the Nats keeping pace with the Braves here.
I think you do that, but you can do it in other ways, because that's the great thing about baseball is you can be a little bit more creative with your bet. So I go Braves team total over 4.5. So you are squarely fading Patrick Corbin, and you don't have to deal with any nonsense about relievers giving up runs late in the game. Because, again, looking at the splits, Patrick Corbin doesn't really have great splits against anybody. But if you look at the Braves lineup, you have four guys who have multiple home runs against Patrick Corbin. And it makes sense because it's the National League East. So these two teams have faced each other quite a bit. So I'm going to bank on this Braves lineup to stay hot. And plus, they have some guys that played in the World Baseball Classic. I think that is a great angle going into opening day, guys who have already seen meaningful and intense at-bats going into the season, as opposed to these other guys who have simply played in spring training games, which don't have the same cachet. Ronald Acuna Jr. is one of those guys who played in the World Baseball Classic and also a really good hitter. So I think that's the angle for me. Braves team total over 4.5 against the Nationals.
Ooh, I may look at that as well. Also, I was reading that of all the opening day starters, Patrick Corbin pitched the fewest innings in spring training. So I think that I think that is another reason to fade him. You've got all these hitters who've gotten this extra work because of the World Baseball Classic you were talking about. Patrick Corbin has not. Maybe they're trying to save him for the season, but I feel like he needs to work when your ERA is over six. At least it was in 2022. In Boston, the Orioles are in town with the Red Sox laying $1.25. The Orioles are +105. The total set at 9. Kyle Gibson going for the O's. Corey Kluber going for the Red Sox. First pitch, 2:10 at Fenway Park. Chelsea, where are you going?
This is a tougher one to decide because I'm not sure if I can trust either of these teams. Kyle Gibson's a solid pitcher, but coming off a season where it was kind of a down year for him. And also, the Red Sox have a lot of lefties that hit pretty well, so it is a good matchup for them going against the righty in Kyle Gibson. On paper, it should be a good matchup for guys like Rafi Devers, who has a 333 batting average against Kyle Gibson career, but also Rafi Devers did not have a great WBC. Yes, he got those at-bats, but it was not a good time for him. I think he was like 2 of 17 during the World Baseball Classic. Maybe the over's in play here. I think both these offenses can probably get something going. But also, another place where the weather may be a factor, because I don't think Boston is one of those places where it's warmed up to, you know, 70 degrees. I need to double check that. But still, probably leaning towards the over, but not an official play for me.
I think I'm going to take a stab on the O's here at plus money. I get why everyone is excited about the Red Sox this season, and that's why they are the most bet over team at BetMGM, but there's so many ifs built into that happening, like if their lineup can be effective without Xander Bogaerts, if Alberto Mondesi can return and stay healthy, if Masataka Yoshida is going to be the player they hope they can be. So until then, I'm going to roll with the little Orioles magic here and go O's +105 on the money line. I need a little plus money on the card. In the Windy City, Brewers are in town to take on the Cubs at Wrigley. Brewers -145 on the money line. The Cubs are +120, and the total set at 7.5 should be a great pitching matchup. Corbin Burns going for the Brew Crew. Marcus Stroman going for the Cubbies. A 2:20 first pitch in Chicago. Chelsea, what say you?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, this is one where weather always matters. And at every single time you're playing Cubs games, you need to make sure you know what's going on with the wind. So this is not a game that I would play early in the morning. You need to kind of wait till game time to see what's going on, because Wrigley can definitely have those swirling winds that make a huge impact. Obviously, the pitching mismatch looks like one on paper. Corbin Burns, the much better pitcher here. And looking at some of these splits against the Cubs, it's pretty solid. There are a couple guys that have good numbers, Dansby Swanson, a couple home runs and hitting .556. So maybe a guy to target if you're looking for some value in DFS matchups. But I'll say this about Corbin Burns. He was one of those guys in spring training that didn't pitch a lot of innings. So maybe he is one that has a shorter leash here. So that is the question mark. Yes, you are playing Corbin Burns, but he only threw 36 pitches in any of his starts. Like, that's the most he pitched. So maybe a shorter leash for Corbin Burns.
I think I'm going to go under here. And it is 7.5, so not a very high total. But you do have two exceptional pitchers on the mound. You're talking about the weather there in Chicago. And I know the Cubs added some punch to their lineup in the offseason with Swanson and Trey Mancini. But I'm really not sold yet on either of these teams generating a ton of runs, especially with these guys on the mound. And I went back and looked at some trends from last season, which you always have to take with a grain of salt, right? Different season. But in the Brewers' final six games against right-handers, the under was 5-0-1. So let's go under 7.5 runs today at Wrigley. More baseball to get to in Tampa. Tigers at the Rays. The Rays laying 225 on the money line. The Tigers are plus 185. The total set at 7. E-Rod going for Detroit. Shane McClanahan going for Tampa. First pitch at 3:10 at the Trop. Chelsea, do you have a play between the Tigers and the Rays?
The first glance I had at this game was thinking, oh, this looks like an under game because the Tigers can't score runs and Tampa Bay has their ace on the mound. But I'm not sure how long we'll see Shane McClanahan go. The Rays are famous for pulling their starters pretty early because they're always very cautious, especially with young guys. But I think it's got to be the Rays in some way. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the Rays on the not the money line, the run line, because I do think it's going to be the Rays who end up winning this game. You look at the splits. Nobody has good numbers against Shane McClanahan from the Tigers. And honestly, like I said, the Tigers were one of the worst scoring offenses in all of baseball last season. And then another player to target from the World Baseball Classic, Randy Arozarena, had some of the best numbers in the WBC. He's leading off, I would imagine, probably for Tampa Bay today. So maybe another player to target in DFS.
How much do you take the WBC into account when looking at these early games? It's a good heads up and a good thing to look at if you need some sort of angle, right?
Yeah, because these players not only have gotten extra at bats, they have gotten meaningful clutch at bats. So if these guys are, you know, zoned in like Randy Arozarena, it's a good indicator of, hey, this guy's seeing the ball well, especially in big time matchups. It is not the same thing as spring training when the games are worth nothing. And so those are guys I think that will probably start the season off hot.
If I had to play this game, and I'm not, I think I would lean under. I'm certainly not laying 225 at the Rays at all. The Rays don't hit anyone. And McClanahan at the end of last season lost four straight games to end the year by scores of 5-0, 7-1, 2-1, 2-1. So until he gets some run support, I'm staying away from Tampa. I would go under 7 instead. In Arlington, the Rangers hosting the Phillies. Rangers minus 130 in the money line. The Phillies plus 110. The total is low, 6.5. Why? Because you got Aaron Nola going for Philadelphia and Jacob DeGrom making his debut for the Rangers. It is a 4:05 first pitch. Man, it's going to be so strange to see DeGrom in a Rangers uniform. You going with Texas here?
I am not, because we have no guarantees that Jacob DeGrom is going to make it to the fifth inning. He is one of those guys, one of those pitchers that didn't pitch a ton of pitches in spring. Like, his start that had the most pitches out of all of spring was 34. So he's not going deep in these games. And also, this is a guy that's made of glass. Like, can't you just see him coming out in the fourth inning with an oblique strain or something? So I don't think you ever play the team that DeGrom's playing for, you know, on the money line, heavily juiced. For that reason, the Phillies are still a great team. I think this is a great plus money play. Aaron Nola's a solid veteran. I'll go with the Phillies here.
Yeah, I can't decide what I'm going to do. I might lean Rangers, actually, just because I'm a little worried about that Philly lineup. Obviously, Bryce Harper's not going to get back until after the All-Star break. Reese Hoskins now out. So, yeah, Matt makes a very good point. The Phillies have seen DeGrom before, but I might lay it with the Rangers in Arlington. Why not? Finally, do you have a play on the Pirates and the Reds? It's in Cincinnati. The Reds are minus 140. The Pirates are plus 115. The total is 8 and hook. Mitch Keller going for the Buccos and Hunter Green going for the Reds. First pitch, 4:10. So much afternoon baseball. It's great.
Yeah, this is not a game that I had circled that I want to bet on, that I want to watch. So it's a no play from me. I don't think you can trust either of these pitchers. Hunter Green is famous for having lines of 10 strikeouts, 5 home runs, 7 walks, and the loss. So yes, he has electric stuff. Maybe we'll see him turn a corner this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the Reds are hoping so too, but not somebody I can trust just yet.
Here's what I wrote about this game. I do not want to bet on the Pirates and the Reds. If there were 55 other games on the schedule, I would still not want to bet on the Pirates and the Reds. I would honestly rather talk about UAB facing North Texas in the NIT in Las Vegas. Why? Because neither of those teams are the Pirates or the Reds. There you go. No interest in that game at all.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.